You had the dev update with Laura Day Young back in, they did that dev update. They said their lore in the past had inconsistencies and that going forward from that day, all new storytelling will be a part of one shared canon and this would be reflected upon everything that Riot makes. Then after that, they said Song of Nunu is coming out and that is canon. But then Laura Day tweeted out on February 25th that for clarity, our Forge games allow our partner developers to get creative with our universe and not adhere strictly to canon. So let me explain why this is important, because I thought going forward that all these games would be canon, but I thought Bandletail would be canon. And honestly, it could be. It doesn't really affect the lore. I thought Mage Seeker would be canon. I thought Rune King would be canon. But then I kept thinking about it. I'm like, they really only specifically said Song of Nunu. She didn't say all the other Riot Forge titles are canon. I mean, it really doesn't affect the lore in any way. But I don't think Bandletail is canon. There's not really like a lot of lore in there anyways. You're kind of just like helping out and the Vandal City is pretty fluid. But the reason that it got to me is because I felt like Song of Nunu was a little weird when we were down there fighting over the Eye of the Watchers. Because there's short stories, well, they're not that short, but there's short stories, the Watchers and all this. And going down there is like an intense thing. I mean, you don't just pop up down there whenever you want. I would think like Nunu, I mean, any Iceborne down there is literally freezing. They feel like their blood is being frozen. And the eye watching you literally slip into like a state of unconsciousness. And yet Nunu and Lissandra just had a battle down there. And like Lissandra literally sends Frostguard down there to check on the state of the ice to make sure that it hasn't melted. And she sacrificed like her sisters and everyone to seal the Watchers in this tomb below. And yet all of a sudden, like she can just pop down there whenever she wants. Like, why is she sending Watchers? Why is she sending Frostguard down there to check on the state of the ice when she can just pop down there, have a full battle and nothing's happening? And that's the only part of the, like in Song of Nunu, that I was like, this is a little sketchy. And that's why I was like, Okay, maybe I'm okay that it's not canon. I liked the development and like a lot of the new stuff that was in there, a lot of the new lore that was in there. Like I like the story behind the Yetis and the War of the Three Sisters, that they were involved in that. But that part really got, that's the only part that I looked at and I was like, you're making light of this place that's supposed to be like sacred and terrifying. And I don't want to see it yet.
Yeah, I absolutely know what you mean, especially because Song of Nunu itself feels like the entire game is setting up to something that's going to happen later, right?
Yeah.
Like, Song of Nunu does not feel like a standalone story. There's a lot before it, and it feels like there's going to be a lot after it. So the idea of us just dropping down, yeah, I agree with you, though. The idea of just dropping down there, which was, like, built up to be this just place you're not supposed to go to at all, and then suddenly we're just down there, like, casually.
With the eye just looking around. He's just chilling down there looking
like
around.
What? Is he just bored and now he has something to watch, I guess? But yeah, even just like Nunu being down there. I mean, like even in terms of like feasibility, like Willump, sure, dude, he's a Yeti. Yetis are insanely powerful. Like, sure, but even then, don't put them down there. You know, especially if you're gonna do it like that. Where there's kind of not much build up to it. And like,
there wasn't build up
behind it. You don't feel like it's significant at all.
Yeah, I
agree. That's like the one big flaw with that game looking back. Yeah, there wasn't enough for the significance of that place. They really just threw it on you.
Yeah, like if you read The Eye in the Abyss, which I did, I have a video where I read through the whole short story. I mean, it was one of my earlier videos. So if you listen to that, my voice doesn't sound that good. But Olar Stonefist is a freaking legend. Like, he is one of the coolest characters in there. And I don't want to spoil anything, but like, there should be a monument to Olar Stonefist in the MMO. Like, you know how you have those monuments in World of Warcraft that's like, there's like
Khadgar and all the people who stayed behind the Dark Portal. Yeah, they're all in Stormwind.
Olar Stonefist should have like a statue of himself. Like, that's how much he's... And then here's Nunu, and Lissandra could have just popped down there whenever she wanted. Why'd she send him to die? Like, he risked his life, and these are Frostborn who jumped down there. And there's like these mortise stones, which are like these daggers of granite, which are over 100 feet in length. And they were weapons of the last resorts. When the Watchers stir, they drop them down there. It's like, this is supposed to be a freaking place, you know?
Yeah, like, this is terrifying. It shouldn't even be considered a place.
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to go there. It's not exactly something you go to.
Yeah, it's a place you're terrified of.
Yeah, I think and that's like the kind of what sucks about it too, is that Riot Forge so far, I mean, like Riot in general, Runeterra, has been very good about leaving stuff to the imagination, right? Because if you leave that stuff a mystery, it's a lot more interesting than if you just see it and it's there.
Exactly.
So I have the idea of the Watchers being down there and not being able to see them and just knowing that they're down there is way scarier than how Song of Nudu ended things.
Exactly. Even when they climb up, like they, he says that he can feel the gaze, and it's almost like the scariest part about it is its indifference and its patience, and it's just kind of watching, and it's not like it doesn't have any anger.
It's not like struggling.
Yeah, it's just it's what it is. It's a force, and it's down there, and it's just waiting to emerge and trying to find a way out. But it's not doing it like manic or panicked or anything. That's the scariest part about it. And then to just be fighting Lissandra with the eye looking around underneath me was kind of like a letdown. That's the truth. That's how I felt about it. But everything else was great in Song of Nunu. It's just I didn't like that
overall,
fight. I felt like it made light. It made light of something that wasn't, that shouldn't have been made light. But that's not to say the game is bad in any way. It was freaking amazing, and I loved it.
No, yeah, like I still think overall it's one of the better Riot Forge games for sure. Like, I still think Tequila Works absolutely killed it. And Nunu and Willump was a great choice to make a story around like that. Super cool.